Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Megley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 635, you're going to be guided in a meditation using the Bhumisparsha Mudra. And this is a mudra that will help you manage your gene expression, because this week the theme we're exploring is a little different from what I usually share. We happen to be delving into the science of meditation and using these meditation techniques to help you manage your gene expression. And of course, you want to promote some positive gene expression your way. And so every technique I'm sharing in this 7-part meditation series will be a technique you can do whether you're seated in your meditation space or in the busiest part of your day. The techniques are fantastic to use when you need a little support when you're not on your meditation cushion. That's one of the main reasons I like to share meditation techniques, because they're portable and you can stay connected with the peace and calm that you cultivate when you sit down and meditate, when you do the techniques throughout your day, because they'll remind you of what you're trying to cultivate in your life. And so you can do these whether you're feeling stressed as you get ready to do a presentation, maybe for your job, or maybe you're upset with something going on in your personal life, maybe your spouse or your children, or maybe your health is suffering. And these techniques help you feel connected all day long. Well, in today's meditation, it's for a Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I share a mudra. Now, if you're not familiar with mudras, if you are new to the podcast, no worries. Mudras are the Sanskrit word for seal or mark or gesture. And they're often used during meditation or if you do yoga when you're doing pranayama, the breathing techniques. It helps to direct your energy flow in your body, inward and upward. So when you position your hands, mudras are often referred to, in fact, as yoga in your hands, and they stimulate a certain area of your brain. When you apply just a light pressure to a specific area of your hand, you can activate the corresponding region of your brain. Now, I'm hearing again and again from people on our private meditation Facebook group, which you can absolutely join. It's free. You can send me a message on my public Sipinome Facebook page. Just message me and say, hey, please add me to the private group, and I'll gladly do that. Or you can go over to the website at sipandom.com, and there you'll find all the meditation techniques I've used in this week's meditation series, along with a link to connect you to our private Facebook group. Well, in today's meditation, you're going to be guided using this Bhumisparsha Mudra. Now, you might need to take a look at this mudra. Actually, this is a very simple one to do, but I always leave a photo over on my Facebook page and also on the website. Just go over there, look under the podcast, and you'll find the meditation series where it says meditations to manage your gene expression, and there you'll find the meditation techniques. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you some ways that meditation helps you to manage your gene expression. And the tips that I share with you, I want you to really keep those in mind as you do the meditation, because I want you to know just how great this ritual you're creating for yourself, just how wonderful it is for you. Meditation is one of the best things that you could do. It impacts every area of your life. So as I share with you a little bit of information that I've discovered as I was researching this meditation series, I want you to keep that in mind. And then I'm going to be guiding you through the meditation where you use the mudra. Now, you don't have to use the mudra. You can just simply do the guided meditation without doing the mudra. But I encourage you to challenge yourself. Just see how the mudra works for you. This is a pretty simple one for this week. And then as I guide you through the meditation, you will notice that you will transition from whatever you were doing before you listened to this podcast. You'll start to transition from your busy day, from the distractions, into a state of inner peace. Now, this can take a little bit of time sometimes, or sometimes you're just there, you're just really ready, and you go to this place of stillness right away. I don't want you to worry if you're having trouble really feeling any stillness. Just keep showing up for yourself. It takes practice. If you're new to meditation, it can take a little while. So you are doing everything you need to be doing, and you're eventually going to be able to really notice the stillness, and you'll begin to crave it. And you'll get better and better at feeling the stillness when you sit down to meditate. And then after I guide you, I'm going to let you go and meditate on your own. So you'll hear me stop guiding you. The music will stop. This is your cue to take it from there and meditate on your own. The techniques and my guidance get you there. They get you to the place where you start to unwind and settle into your meditation. And then you meditate. Only you can do this meditation for yourself. So you'll just interiorize more and more and just enjoy the beautiful sensations that you've created for yourself. Meditate just to the point where you feel like you could go a little bit further. Always end your meditation on a high note. So with that, let me share a little bit of context for you in regard to your gene expression as you use meditation. Now, Dr. Peter Van Houten, who is a meditation teacher as well as a doctor over at Ananda. It's a large spiritual community in Northern California in the Sierra Nevada mountains. He has done a lot of research on meditation, and he says that your brain is constantly monitoring who you spend time with, what you watch, what you do, what you think. So it's constantly trying to monitor your thoughts and the connections you're making between neurons. So you want to make sure you're activating neurons that support you. The brain has been designed for change and transformation. So I want you to keep this in mind, because today's mudra is all about you feeling protected and guided and supported. Because when you feel this way, you're going to be promoting good connections in your gene expression. And remember, your gene expression doesn't have to take a long time to start happening. It can start immediately when you make lifestyle changes. They say that it takes about 3 months to really start noticing a difference in your gene expression of different lifestyle changes. But the moment you sit down, you've begun the process. The moment you sit down to start meditating or to start thinking more positively about your life, spending time with others who support you, the moment you start doing anything that supports you at all, you start to create this good positive gene expression for yourself. So let's get you meditating. Go ahead and sit up straight. Straighten your spine. Make sure your body's nice and comfortable. Use pillows to cushion your legs so they don't fall asleep. Place a pillow under your hips to kind of roll your hips forward. This takes the pressure off your spine. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Relax your face. Close your eyes. Gently look upward, not in a forced way, just in a very gentle way. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw and your neck. Soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest and your arms. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach and let it soften and hang out, not sucking it in, letting it hang loosely so you can oxygenate your entire body. With each inhale through your nose and each exhale through your nose. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. How do you feel? Release any remaining tension and start to notice your breath. Your breath reveals what kind of state you're in. Honor the mood, the emotions you're experiencing right now. Not forcing yourself to be any particular kind of way, allowing yourself to naturally be exactly as you are right now. You'll begin to notice yourself become calmer as your breath slows down. Eyes uplifted, jaw, shoulders, stomach relaxed. The Bhumisparsha Mudra is ideal for you and your gene expression. It's a gesture of enlightenment where you feel connected to everything and everyone around you, because everyone and everything around you affects you and your gene expression. If you decide to do the mudra, you'll take your left hand And with your palm, place it downward and let it hang over your knee. So your left hand is just placed with your palm downward, resting on your knee if you're seated. And if you're lying down, just rest it on your thigh. This represents you touching earth, feeling grounded. You could let your fingers kind of graze the floor or the ground beneath you. Your right hand, you have your hand, your palm on your right knee, pointed upward. Pointed upward toward heaven, connecting you cosmically with the universe all around you. And it also represents an open flower. So you're feeling connected to everything around you while you're still feeling grounded to the earth. Now, for this meditation, you may open your eyes and choose an object in front of you. Maybe you're looking out over a view. Try to choose one point. You may also keep your eyes closed and slightly uplifted in this meditation. And in this case, visualize an object, maybe a rock or a plant, or maybe a beautiful view. And as you inhale, absorb the energy of this object. And as you exhale, give it your energy. Inhale, absorb the energy of this object. Exhale and give it your energy. This beautiful exchange of interconnectedness. And it doesn't even matter what the object is. Inhale and take on the energy. Feel it absorb within you. And exhale, give it your energy. You begin to feel as though you're merging with this object. You're merging with your surroundings. Continue this meditation, letting go of the technique when you feel ready to let go, and then absorbing yourself in the inner stillness that is you at your best. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.